This is Hans Chute, and you are listening to The No Show with Smith Harrison and Natty Bumpercar. The No Show.
There's a train out for dreamland that rides on a peppermint rail.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the No Show. I'm one of your hosts, Natty Bumpercar. And sitting beside me here, a few miles away, is my pal Smith Harrison. Smith, what's going on?
A few miles away? You mean, well, the room is not that big. Yes, we're coming to you from a different location, an undisclosed location. This is the library.
Why are we in the library and I'm yelling? I had my horn playing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is not a public library, but a private one. A kindly... Oh, here.
A benefactor came.
Hello, boys. This is your anonymous benefactor, George Glorious George. How are you, Smith?
Doing well, sir. I really appreciate the lovely library.
I thought he was supposed to be anonymous, but he just said that his name is George Glorious. That's a weird name.
It's not my name, son, but we'll call me that.
Hi, George Glorious.
George Glorious, the no-show's anonymous benefactor. I want you fellas to have a good springboard, the very best. My doggy even likes your show.
You have a dog?
Oh, yes. What's that noise, boys?
I think it's a bus outside.
What are you talking about? There's
no it's the blue bus. Anyway, I wanted you fellas to have run of the place. I'm going to go out for a walk with Pipperton, the third. But enjoy the library, boys. I wanted to encourage more education, boys, and the new media.
No.
I'm off for a jaunty jump. But I shall return later, much later.
You know what, George Glorious? I'm looking around your library here, and it's a little bit bare for the holiday season.
Oh, no.
You know what?
We're gonna
treat you.
Books. They're the decoration I need. Books
you
of
need,
the mind.
Do you know
boys.
What books come from? They come from trees.
Decorations of the mind. I do.
They come from trees.
That's true, young man.
And so what we're going to do is go and buy you an
e-reader. Do what you will, fellows. I'll leave you to it. The intellectual mysteries await
you.
Thank you, sir. Wow. Well, look at this place. It's just amazing. Like an old wooden library. I bet he smokes a pipe in here and has some nice slippers. It's lovely. Look
it
at the
smells really old in here. I can't even breathe, but I know it smells really old.
Very comfortable couch. Look at this collection.
Creaky couch.
Is the window opened? Because there seems to be a lot of noise in the library.
Oh, yeah. I think that they're mowing the library's lawn.
Maybe we should dress it up a little bit.
I think we should for the holiday season. He gave to us. We'll give back to him.
Look at this book of American Indian spiritual traditions. This is amazing.
Oh, you're looking at the books.
Yes. Oh, yes. You want to get on with the decoration?
I do. I was just hanging out here on the creaky couch.
All right. Well, I don't know how long we have to do this, but
if he expects us to record a no-show, he probably understands how long it usually takes us. And so he's not going to be back for about 3 weeks or so. He's moved out. He's got other lodgings, I think.
I saw a big tree place up on the corner there.
Oh, are you saying you want to buy him a tree?
What do you say?
I think that's the best thing you've said in the last 8 minutes.
Well, I mean, this this library is so beautiful. It does need a Christmas
tree. It does. It absolutely does. But so as to not
knock anyone else out, I'm going to call it an end of the year tree.
Whatever you want to call it, I think we should go.
Can we call it a festive
shopping
branch?
For a tree? Why don't we? Why don't we go shopping for a tree?
Why don't we?
A lovely tree, some Christmassy greenery. Climbing on the tree, why don't we? Why don't we?
Watch out!
Oh, no, this thing is falling!
Why don't a lovely tree, Christmassy greenery. We're falling
from the tree.
Why don't we?
Why don't we? Why don't
we? Why don't
a lovely tree?
And that's the end of it.
All right, I love that song so much. It makes me happy.
We'll see how that pans out. And let's just get some ivy and be done with it.
After years of experimentation, dream therapy and technological innovation have merged as one.
Oh.
We're proud to introduce the Dreamcatcher 5000. Now you can unravel those nocturnal archetypical mysteries before returning.
What the?
Before retiring to chambers, simply connect the spongy suction cups to your forehead, rear head, and temples. Ooh. Then hang the Dreamcatcher loop directly above your head.
Yeah.
Simply drift off to La La Land. Your dreams will be automatically channeled and recorded onto our specially morphed dream chip.
Why don't you?
Then you'll be astounded to get all the highlights of your dreams in a confusing blend of text and imagery.
Oh.
Don't just chase your dreams. Capture them.
Yeah.
With the all-new Dreamcatcher 5000. Because dreams really can come true.
Well, what's been going on in the news? Let's get a news update.
Ooh, a news!
So, retailers at shopping malls said that they had a big Black Friday, a big Thanksgiving holiday up. Let's see, revenue was about $10.7 billion on Black Friday alone.
Really? Well, they didn't get none of my money, I'll tell you that much. Because I ain't got none!
It's said that the average adult shopper spent $365.34. That was up $20 from 1 year ago. So maybe
that's
people...
over a dollar per day.
But here's the clicker, clicker is a third of that shopping was online.
Whoa!
See, a third online. There you go. That's where it's at.
So if I only spent a dollar and somebody else spent $366, is that how they got the average? I want to just figure out how much I fit into the
equation. If you didn't go shopping, like you just said, probably not very much. You know,
I bought three avocados on Saturday.
See, I knew you had to buy some food in there. Come on.
Three avocados and some cilantro and a lime. Would anyone like to try my guacamole? It's so good.
And another interesting fact
related to this.
I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles. I'm sure you know that song. John Lennon wrote it.
Oh, no, they're on America's Got Talent, right?
No. Anyway, it's one of my favorite Beatles songs. And Lennon had written the lyrics. They're up for auction this December, actually, in London. Handwritten lyrics on the back of a phone bill. Beautiful song. Quite interesting. And they expect it to... I don't know, fetch quite a lot of money.
Like a lot of money, like $366?
I think a little more than that, in the millions, I do believe.
Whoa! So that means if one person would have bought that between Thursday and Sunday, then a lot of people wouldn't have had to buy anything. I'm just saying, it would have really offset. Like, if it was only me and that person who bought, who they surveyed, it would have been like the average person spent $500,000. I'm saying statistics can be rigged, Smith. That's what I'm saying. They're out.
Yeah, but those things you never know, and they probably are rigged.
I figured that would get you riled up.
I don't know why. True. I mean, when the coasts fall, the government, the infrastructure of the government, whatever's remaining of the country, will have to flee to a more secure place, and that is the why you were saying everything's nice and new in Denver and all. And
I did say,
you know,
that.
Why they've poured a bunch of money in it, because that is going to be the seat of the new American capital at some point. Anyway. Here's a no-show contributor, a friend of the show, Carter Thornton.
Listen very closely for the sound of the tone, at which time we're going to do a little experiment.
One.
Now. We've made sure that everybody you know, all your friends, your sneak everybody out of the street, you're free all in, you know, be ready there, stand free all in, you know, be ready there, is in on this. So, if you approach somebody and you wish that we need out of the square booth, you wish that we need out of the square booth, send on is it.
Or they're all going to ask you what you're talking about. When you cost your still weeks and a guard, though. When you cost your still weeks and a guard, though.
KNOW.
Why, I was curious, does the president, or POTUS, pardon a bird, and then, for the most part, I don't think there's been a vegetarian, or at least not an openly vegetarian. So I assume they pardon this one turkey, and then they go and slaughter and eat another one? Isn't that like a waste of fossil fuel to just taking the turkey around?
No, it's good.
No, it's not. Tell me, can you explain to me why they do that?
Yeah, because some turkeys are good and deserve to live, and some turkeys are taste good. And so they deserve to be eaten.
No, what? Don't go there. So,
what?
I'm curious, what did this turkey do? Do you know this last turkey that the president...
His name was Apple. And he...
There's a turkey named Apple.
His name was Apple, is what I heard.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another turkey named something else that the vice president pardoned, is what I was told. I don't know if it's true.
I think they just give one to the White House. I don't
think they give the vice president his own, from my understanding.
I think that...
Anyway, it makes little or no sense to me. Did you know this tradition, they've talked about it being a tradition, it only was started some, you know, lobbyist group for poultry and eggs gives the turkey to the White House, trying to buy some favor. So, Kennedy, back in the 60s, saying, well, you know what, let's just keep him. So that was kind of cute. They just kept the bird as a pet. I guess his kids probably liked it or something. But as far as I know, he then went ahead and ate another one. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm...
I don't know. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Then nothing happened with this great tradition up until George Herbert Walker Bush decided to pardon the turkey. You know, I wouldn't call it a tradition if it's only been around since the mid-80s, you know? That's not exactly a presidential tradition to me.
But is it a new tradition?
It's a new tradition, I guess. So I'm glad of it because it does sort of, it is drawing attention to the fact that these animals are slaughtered en masse, but at the same time, it's a little bit, you kind of wonder, What's going on? Is it a waste of...
It's a happy story that people like to see. That's all it is. It has nothing to...
It's happy?
Yes. People are like, oh, you keep pardoning a turkey. How nice.
I guess. Because it's one story that ends happily.
Yes.
Okay.
Just remember that tip is a world best.
Oh, hi there. Who is this? Who's calling this show?
Hello.
I'm so excited. I get to talk again. Hi there, caller. What are you doing?
Hello, not the bumper car. This is Mr. Patel.
Mr. Potato, how are you doing? Is this Mr. Potato Head?
No, Mr. Patel.
I don't know you. Who are you? Why? How did you get this number? Really?
On your show, you called my Patella.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, ask me, Daryl, you're very good.
Oh, he's very
good. I wanted
good.
To say thank you. My Patella is doing very well, and I thought it was very amusing to use my name and in conjunction by saying, how is Mr. Patel's Patella? Or you're saying, if something were wrong with Mr. Patel's Patella. But there was nothing wrong with, and thank you for your concern.
Mr.
There
Patel
was an incident.
You're still talking. No, you're... Go ahead, Mr. Patel.
No, very much.
Ooh, very much.
Talking very much.
Yeah.
Smith happened to catch wind of it.
Smith
no
catches
longer.
Wind a lot, from what I've heard.
That's very funny.
Hey, Nutty, I like your bumper car.
Oh.
From what I've seen of it, it gets very good mileage.
Huh?
Never mind. I'm trying to make a joke, but you don't seem to understand.
I don't usually laugh at jokes. I'm sorry. I laugh inside. I cry outside.
Oh, no, you only make a joke.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? I only make jokes. I don't laugh. Isn't this... I'm a sad
Yes, he
clown.
Likes to... Yes, he is a bit of a sad clown this week. He seems somewhat deflated.
Hey, Mr. Patel.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything, but you and I have really good rapport. I'm thinking of edging Smith out of this whole thing and maybe just keeping you on board. What do you think of that?
That's...
Oh, Smith, I thought you had gone away for a second. This is really awkward.
No, I've got my finger on the button and...
Did you hang up on Mr. Patel? That's so rude.
Yeah, no, Mr. Patel.
Hey, Mr. Potato Head, you're back. How are you doing?
Oh. This show is about telling the truth. Nah, we're not trying to hide anything.
Wait, Mr. Patelling the Truth. That's his segment.
Mr. Patelling the Truth. That's the name, Mr. Patel, if you're still listening.
Oh, then he has his own segment. I love it. Mr. Patelling the Truth never lies. Mr. Patelling the Truth. Mr. Patelling the Truth never lies. Mr. Patelling the Truth.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill.
Coffee bean, Natty, is not actually a bean at all.
What?
Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, it's a legume.
No, I'm sorry, the timer's going. Is that your final answer?
It's a seed. It's a, what is a coffee bean?
Close.
How much time do I have left? I don't
okay,
know
that's
get
it.
This one.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't let me answer.
No, you gave an answer. You said a legume. coffee bean is not a bean at all, in fact. It is.
What is it?
It's classified as a fruit, and you're close when you...
That's what I said!
You said seed, but it's...
Boo!
You said seed. You didn't say fruit. Fruit has seeds. That's not it. It's a fruit. And here...
Boo!
Even. I'm giving
this
you another
rigged.
Chance. Hey.
Oh.
I'm trying to
sorry,
give you another
sorry.
Chance if you just,
Shh,
instead of
quiet,
booing the
quiet.
Show. The next question, the follow-up question is, what kind of fruit is the coffee bean?
What kind of fruit is the coffee bean?
What kind of fruit is...
Can I have any kind of hint?
I already gave you the hint that it's a fruit.
So what family of fruit is the coffee bean in? And so... I'm going to guess. May I guess,
Running
please?
Out of time.
The pea berry.
Well, you ran out of time after you gave the wrong answer. That was incorrect.
What?
The coffee bean, here's a little known fact.
Oh.
It's a kind of a cherry.
Oh, it says coffee cherry. Ow. But it's not highlighted, so I didn't...
That's what cheaters
dumb
get.
Wikipedia.
That's what cheaters get, kids.
Boo! It's time for everyone's favorite thing. Everyone's favorite segment on the No Show. They're all clamoring for it. They've been waiting for it. They've been wondering where it was this episode. It's time for Social Not Working.
Social Not Working. Yes. That's the segment of the show where we talk about all the things in social networking.
That's the segment of the show where Smith complains about social networking.
And online items that we found glitches in.
I just woke up.
it's a collective we.
Okay.
It's wee-weeing all over the place, understood.
Log into your network. I don't know.
Enter your password, please.
Do you want to share your friend's information, please?
Fill in this CAPTCHA, please.
Ooh, CAPTCHA, how I don't like you.
How I don't like CAPTCHA. Let's start off with CAPTCHA. Here's a little thing. It's called True Twit. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I don't like it.
I don't think anyone likes it that has any sense or spends any time on Twitter. They sell it as a big security...
You don't want robots and spammers to follow you.
I'm sorry, what?
No, that's what it says. It says, you don't want robots and spammers to follow you, do you? You got to sign up for True Twit.
I use True Twit.
I use True Grit, directed by the Coen brothers, starring Jeff Bridges. The original
John Wayne was in the original. Let's not be
who.
Okay,
that's what I say. I say who because I moved on to Jeff Bridges, who's also in Tron. He's gonna have a big December.
He's got a big year. He's coming up. This year is gonna be big for him.
Where did you go, Smith? I can't hear you.
Yeah. So stop wasting my time,
Smith.
True Twit.
I have 10,000 followers. I can follow and defollow as I see fit.
Pretty
and
much.
And you with your two twit.
We are two twits here.
On
the No Show. Is another item I've noticed, we talked a bit about it last show, but the new Twitter.
I have spent a lot of time on Twitter because I actually got a job tweeting for restaurants. I don't think I told you this.
No, you did not.
This is brand new. I'm 2 weeks in, and I have been given a list of restaurants. I tweet for them every day, and Monday through Sunday, and even on Thanksgiving, and it's...
All right, we should talk after the show.
No, I'm telling you right now. I don't want to talk to you after the show. You know how it works.
So is that paying off big time for you?
No. It's steady income, so that's nice. And I'm learning a lot about Twitter, and I'm using the new Twitter, and I find it to be very glitchy. I used to stand up for the new Twitter, but now I find it to be glitchy. It hangs up
when you,
a lot.
When you just look at the new Twitter, you're like, oh, this is great. When you actually try to start using the new Twitter, you're like, oh, this is awful.
It hangs constantly. Like, I have to, quit out or refresh. Or start over.
It's extremely slow.
Yes.
Good point. The new Twitter versus the old Twitter. When you try to go into the new Twitter and you're looking for retweets, it used to just be based on mentions. You could just go to mentions and people who had retweeted you, well, it was all right there because they had to mention you to retweet you. But then they made the idea of having a retweet button, which is kind of good. But at that same time, then you'd have to look in mentions and the retweet area of Twitter to find all the retweets, because some would still be mentions and some would still be retweets. But your tweets retweeted is probably, the most looked at tab in the retweet section. Your tweets retweeted. So if you click on that within the new Twitter, you will find which of your tweets have been retweeted, but you will not find who retweeted them. So if you want to thank people for retweeting, then you have to log out of the preview, leave the preview, go back to the old Twitter. So my recommendation to everyone here and now is go back to the old Twitter. Don't launch things prematurely, Twitter. If it's a beta, say it's a beta, and let it be an option.
Google's good at that.
Yeah, Google is great at that.
On
another note, what I would like to say is we do thank We like to complain, but we also like to thank everyone.
Each and every one.
We're having some technical difficulties. Hopefully this won't turn up, but I'm hearing a little bit of a static on the line.
Static on the line. Static on the line. Ooh, diddly.
We've got a little static on the line. You boys are going to have to back up now, you hear? Wouldn't want you to get electroshock.
It's that time of year again. Think about what it is that we're all thankful for. Here's a list of things that I'm thankful for. Meds. Aquacom.
Doctors have men and have horses.
Mollusks.
Lincoln Navigators.
Gators.
Moonshine.
Acres of land.
The mic.
Crickets. The Kraken. Mist.
Ashes.
Waters. Lincoln Navigators.
The Three Wise Men.
Gators.
Whistling. Missiles.
Mist. A deep sleep. Wilson
Pickett.
Three Wise
Men.
The mic.
Wilson Pickett.
Water.
Ashes.
Thank you, sound art contributor this week, Mr. Carter Thornton of Conduit Creations.
Ooh, yeah.
Thanks to Dom Caruso, Rock and Roll's own Hans Chu.
Ooh, yeah.
For the intro, tremendous. HansChu.com, C-H-E-W.
Will that be on our website so they can find it?
Yes, you can go to thenoshow.info and find out every little thing about us there. We'd like to thank Stephen, our engineer.
He's like an angel in the sky.
You can find him at www.soundbysteve.com.
Stone by Steve.
I feel
day. Just all the people over this year who've supported this show.
And there are all those people who sent us emails and stuff.
Emails? Too. Take your pick. And
Happy Holiday!
Happy Hanukkah. If it's still Hanukkah by the time this show is out.
Hanukkah already, yeah, it's gone. It was great this year. Hanukkah was great.
Merry Christmas.
The No Show is a co-production of Peanut Graphic and Box Office Voiceovers.
Copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.